There are growing calls for Australia to slap sanctions on corrupt officials close to Cambodia's Prime Minister, Hun Sen. Last month, Australia joined a chorus of international condemnation when Hun Sen won an election which human rights groups labelled a sham. But now the daughter of Cambodia's jailed opposition leader is in Canberra to meet the Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, and is demanding Australia back its words with actions. Stephen Jedgetts reports.
Cambodia's autocratic leader Hun Sen has cracked down on the press and locked up his political opponents. One of those prisoners is opposition leader Kem Sokha. His daughter, Monavitya Kem, is here in Australia. Why? She thinks the Cambodian strongman and his powerful supporters have a weak spot. Their houses, businesses and cars in Sydney, Canberra and Melbourne.
Cambodian elites are mostly coming to Australia. That's the number one destination.
The United States has already slapped sanctions and asset freezes on some regime figures, with more to come. Monavitya Kem is urging Australia to do the same and says our popularity with corrupt Cambodian officials means the government could inflict real pain.
They send their children here for school. They do businesses here. They send a lot of money here. That's why a visa ban or asset freeze on those corrupt officials would have severe personal impacts, and that would make them rethink their action back home.
And as Hun Sen cements his grip on Cambodia, the political debate in Canberra is beginning to stir into life. The Labor MP Julian Hill represents the electorate of Bruce in Melbourne, which includes a large contingent of Cambodian Australians. Now he's joined the call for sanctions and taken aim at Hun Sen in Parliament.
The media and civil society groups have been silenced, the electoral committee is stacked, citizens have been harassed, Hun Sen threatened civil war against his people if he lost, and the election was a joke. It's no exaggeration to say this is the death knell for democracy, and Australia now has to toughen our approach.
The Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, did strongly condemn the Cambodian election, but at this stage, no sanctions have been rolled out. Lee Morganbesser from Griffith University says Australia's taking a cautious approach.
Australia has so far been willing to only play a sort of a quiet role in the background, trying to nudge the government in a more democratic direction. I think that approach has actually failed.
The Australian government also wants to protect its refugee deal with Cambodia and fears if the relationship deteriorates, it would be unable to help the Australian filmmaker James Ricketson, who's been held in a Cambodian jail for 12 months without trial. Australian officials also worry that if Julie Bishop announced sanctions, they'll quickly lose all access to power brokers in Phnom Penh. But Monavitya Kem argues they've got nothing to lose because Cambodian leaders are ignoring them anyway.
And I would ask, what influence is Australia having on the Cambodian government now? And I would say nothing.
Meanwhile, Hun Sen seems intent on extending his 3 decades in power while celebrating an election win his spokesman called a brilliant victory.
Stephen Jedgetts reporting.